Welcome back to another live, not quite live episode, recorded at Advertising Week New York for our 20th edition. It is Tuesday, October the 8th, 2024. Well into the day, I'm joined by Jeremy Lockhorn, SVP, Creative Technologies and Innovation Strategy, Insight and Innovation at the 4A's. That's quite the title. Jeremy, welcome.
I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely my pleasure. Tell me about the role at 4A's and how do you fit all that in a business card?
Yeah, it's a very good question. Business cards, not so much, but I look after our creative technologies and innovation practice, as you said. I boil it down into three words: scout, filter, and architect.
Nice.
So understand the landscape of emerging technologies, filter the noise from the real stuff, and then architect solutions for our member agencies.
That's got to be a tall order, considering the industry we work in.
It's a very tall order, and it's, you know, every day is a different day, and things change very quickly.
Well, I'm going to pick your brain quite a bit on what has been pretty much the hot topic at Advertising Week and the industry as a whole for quite some time now. Well, not quite some time, but a couple years. 4A's has been publishing a lot of material in AI, including the Generative AI Blueprint for Agencies. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we've been getting a ton of questions from our members. Agencies trying to understand, like, what do I do with AI? How do I navigate this complex landscape? And, you know, how do I fundamentally implement technologies like AI that are going to help me do better for my clients? And so we created this blueprint that's intended to be a comprehensive end-to-end implementation guide for agencies using generative AI. And we released the first three chapters over the summer, and we've been adding multiple chapters, you know, roughly on a monthly basis. At the end of the day, there's going to be about 11, 12 chapters. And it runs the gamut from, you know, the very beginning, like, what is AI? How do you think about it? How do you educate your clients about it? How do you educate your teams about it? All the way through to, like, how do you choose who to partner with? How do you build capabilities? How do you think about, you know, governance? How do you reinvent yourselves from an organizational design and structure perspective? So completely end-to-end design. We'll be done here hopefully by the end of the year.
And what sorts of concerns have your members been expressing when it comes to AI? I imagine there has to be quite a few, and I can imagine what a couple of them probably are, but I'd love to hear from you what those concerns might be.
Yeah, it's a great question. We ran a survey earlier this year in partnership with Forrester, where we asked a bunch of questions from our member base. And one of the things we were trying to understand is, what are your biggest concerns when it comes to artificial intelligence? And we had a list of, like, probably 25 or 30 different concerns. And even the smallest number of responses were selected by, like, 25% or more of our agencies. And so the concern is broad. There's a ton of different concerns. But I would say that the top ones are, like, legal, IP, and understanding, like, content provenance.
Interesting. Has the sort of job security question come up very much in your findings?
It has a little bit, but I think that what we've said and what we're hearing from our members is that human intelligence plus artificial intelligence is better than artificial intelligence alone, right? Like, it's cliched, right? It's that thing of, like, you know, the robots are not going to take your job. People who are using the robots are going to take your job, is sort of our point of view. And it's been bared out in the research that we've done and in the conversations that we've been having with member agencies.
You know, stepping aside, you know, let's set AI aside just for a moment. You know, you've been doing this a while. And when you're, you know, scouting and filtering and doing all the various things you do, when it, you know, approaching all these technologies, what was the last thing that you saw that struck you like AI that, you know, our industry has really had to cope with? I mean, I remember a few of them along the way. You know, mobile was a really big deal. Strangely enough, 5G is one of those things that I always remember as, oh my, this is going to revolutionize everything. And it's not really revolutionized anything for me, but that's just me. You know, your mileage may vary. I really don't know. Well, what is sort of AI like in your mind that has been something that's come along where, you know, there really was a lot to sort of filter out noise for?
There's been nothing like AI.
Really? Okay.
In my opinion. The closest analogy I can think of is exactly what you just described, which is both mobile and the combination of 5G. You know, in those days, you couldn't, when the iPhone came along in 2007, you couldn't even imagine, like, all of, like, Uber, for example, would not exist without smartphones, right?
So I like to end these on something of a crystal ball question. And this one is, I think, very appropriate for this year at Advertising Week. You know, AI is the big topic. We've been discussing it. Looking ahead 3 to 5 years, where do you think we as an industry will be in regard to our daily use of AI? And specifically, I'm looking more for what will our sentiment towards it be, do you think? Do you think we'll be comfortable with it?
It's a great question. 3 to 5 years is a very long horizon, especially when it comes to AI, where everything is being reinvented like weekly or monthly. So I like to think more in, 6 to 12 months. I think, at the end of the day, we're becoming more comfortable with artificial intelligence, but it's really, for me, it's about the partnership between humans and the robots and the artificial intelligence. And I think that we're going to get way more comfortable with that over the next 6 to 12 months. I already use it personally as a brainstorming partner, as a, as a way to kind of get over that, the blank page problem, right?
Like, sure, sure.
Yeah. Help me, to get smarter about this thing. And,
Inspiration.
Inspiration, yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever ask artificial intelligence about artificial intelligence?
I do, yeah. And the answers are weird and
are they really
strange.
Yeah. Is it, it's not very insightful about itself?
Or no. Yeah.
You'd think it would be more insightful about itself than anybody.
You would think, yeah.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So the generative AI blueprint for agencies, I mean, it's, you said 11 or 12 parts. Do you feel like when that concludes, you may have to continue from that point? I mean, it's changing so rapidly. Do you think there's a second revision for 2025? Does that, I mean, you probably won't complete it by 2025, I wouldn't think.
No, it'll be a living document, right? Like, as soon as we're done writing it, it's going to be outdated, right? So we'll need to constantly update it, and that's our plan as we move into 2025 and beyond. We're also exploring a bunch of other different ways that we might produce different formats.
Sure.
So not just a PDF or not just a, something that you can access from our website in terms of static. Mm-hmm. More like a chatbot, for example.
Right. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. If somebody wanted to go and find the generative AI blueprint for agencies, where would they go?
Yeah, go to the 4A's website, 4A's.org. And then there's if you search for generative AI hub, you should find our hub, which is all the content that we've been producing around AI and Gen AI.
Excellent. Well, Jeremy, thanks so much for taking time to be on the show today. This is great.
Yeah. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.